This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Perek, this we're holding here in the third perek. So it spoke in the second perek about the Tachlis of the Bria. Tachlis of the Bria is a person that could attain that Tov. It's only to Adam. Aleph, kvazacharnu heyoyis ha'odam oysa bria nivriz idav ba yisbar shmoy. So we've said that Adam is that bria that can attain what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, being bizdar Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yamu telos ben ha'shleimus v'chasroinus. And it is the bria that it sits between shleimus and chasronos. V'yicholus be'odol liknos ha'shleimus. It has the ability, to attain shleimus, va'ulam tzorchia b'pchirosu b'tzaynay, but the attainment of that can't be dafka as b'chira. Ki ilu hayam muchrach b'maisav liyisboich al kol pan shleimus le'nikre b'emes b'al shleimusa. So go back to this point before the lack of a clearly defined imperative that he has to become shalom is part of what makes achieving the shleimus what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The only way in which a person can be self-made, a person can is through that act of being mashim himself. Had he been muchrach, lo yinik ha-bemes bal shemuso, so he would not be ashrayes, kein eno balam. Kiv shehuchrach me'ach liknoisei, v'maknehu bal shemusei. So if somebody forces me to accept a gift, it's really the person who gave it to me, even though technically I now have it. So somebody gives me a gift. Really, I always know it's Yankel who gave it to me. It's not mine. So it never becomes fully mine. So if somebody else gives it to me, then basically, it's like if somebody gives me the answers to a test, I don't really know it. I mean, someone gave me the answers, but I didn't figure it out. So Adam had to be made in a way where there's nothing inside him that forces him to go one way or another. So now I can actually say it's my decision. I'm the one who decided to do X, Y, Z. There's nothing inside me. There is inside me a push and pull in different directions, but nothing that pushes me absolutely to one direction. And therefore, I have the ability to choose which one I want. And he has the ability to be kind of sure what he wants. Al-Kain. So we tend to think of Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra as making life easier or harder, a sort of Kadosh Baruch Hu put obstacles in our way. That's a flaw in understanding ourselves. The Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra is talking about here are really the forces inside of us. There's a part of me that wants to do good, there's a part that wants to do bad. And then there's a koach of das, which makes a decision which way we would go with it. So a person's self really consists of two yitzarim. In other words, I could see myself as being a physical person, and all I'm about is just physical enjoyment. Or I'm a ruchnistic person, and all I'm about is ruchnistic enjoyment. And then I have a koach to make a decision, which way do I want to go? So I need to perceive both of these as really being me. Whichever one of the two I choose, that's me. That's one. And then some sort of rational koach that makes the choice so that I feel I really made that choice. So Rabbi Sosalanta brings machlokas in different shitas, whether it's a Tov Yetzer Ra is an outside force or inside force, and the truth is it's both. It's something within the person himself so that the person himself, when he recasts himself, and he's the one who rebuilds himself so that Toiv is what drives him, is actually making his self. Had it been an outside force, let's understand the picture of it. If the Yetzirah was an outside force, and I succeed in driving it away, so I wouldn't be considered the one who made myself. I'm a good person. There's this Yetzirah guy who's out to attack me. So if I managed to get rid of Yetzirah, I got rid of an outside problem. I didn't remake myself. When because Yetzirah told me Yetzirah is in myself, then I really have the ability to make myself by changing myself and so on. I want to add another point here that I think is very important. We resist doing things against our will. Rightfully so. Give me liberty, give me death. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. We don't like it when someone tells us what to do. We don't like it when we're forced to do things that are not really us, and we don't want to do it. And that's also, so sometimes a person has to do it, but in general, that emotion is not wrong. The issue is that understanding clearly who we are, the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, that the way he's describing it, are possible ways of self. The same person with all of his kochos can be a very physical person, not much else to him, and it would be the same person, or he could be a very ruchnistic person, and not much else to him, it just kind of ruchnius. So the bechira is not just between choosing to do good or bad. The bechira is between it's choosing who we are and making ourselves into the person that we become. Let's take it on a simpler level. A person grows up in an environment where athletics is everything. This is the achashalti. So I picture myself from a young age being a quarterback or center or something like that. One of the things. And that's the tzura that I have for myself. And this is, everything is centered around it. Everything goes around it. Everything is aligned in it. And I'm growing into the tzura of self. So let's say I'm a little overweight. I lose weight because I'm really this great, athlete. And Mimela, this is not me, and I'm get rid of what's not me. I work out harder to build up my muscles because that's me, and so on. So I have a certain tzura, and I grow into the tzura, mikoyach, what I set up as my tzura. If a person changes and he decides that something else, being a Talmud Chacham, being an Oyver Hashem, and so on, that becomes his tzura. And then the same thing happens. He begins to take out the things that he feels are alien to his tzura and reinforce the things that are needed for his tzura. So Avodas Hashem is always making yourself into something. It's not about doing mitzvahs, doing averis. It's recasting the person into a tzura that is a ruchnistik tzura. Now, add one more point to this, I think, because people make a mistake in it. A person has bechira. A person has two basic tzuras, a non-ruchnistik tzura, physical tzura, and a more ruchnistik tzura. They used to say, I don't remember who was made of Radichiva, he used to make shaloyasani goy with tremendous, tremendous kavana and this and that. And a fellow rabbi asked him, I'm also, do daven kavan. I don't make that bracha so strongly. So he told him, because if I were to be a goy, I'd be a real goy. I'd be a goy lemahajin. So my shaloyasani goy is much more, I'm the shaloyasani of what I would be. A person can be ruchni and not ruchni, toiv or ra. But in ruchnius itself, people tend to pick an image which they may not fulfill. The muscle. A person envisions himself in the environment that he's going at. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the model for godless. And a person feels he could be Reb Chaim Kanievsky because that's the only model that's given. I don't think that's true. I don't think people have similar kochos and nefesh. you could be the same darga over Hashem, but by you it might be running around day in, day out, helping people, totally selflessly. It might be going out and reaching out to people that are far out and stepping them in. It might be davening most of the day because that's where your kochos are. The one thing that everyone has equal bechira is to become a person who's tov, whose ruchnius is the part that's bolit. But to say that everybody is in ruchnius itself, there are 1,001 mehalchim. So it's important. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens a lot of times is we get stuck on one specific image, and then. There's no room for another image, and that image does not fit. It doesn't say that a Vilna Gaon is the person that I could be, but or the Baal Shem Tov or whoever, depending on Sar Shnira, depending on whatever the model that's held up as a hero, it's Lav Davka. You could be that, but what you can be is to be an ish that his self is the Ruchnius. Okay, V'ulam, what time is it?
28.
Okay, so V'ulami says, Lias Hadavazed Nisham Karoi, in order that this be Taka Nisham Karoi, Gozer Chachmal Yonish Adam Murkav Shafechim. So the person consists of two selves, two opposite selves. The Haino Minisham Sichlis Vezaka, Viguf Arzi Vachor, Shakal Echadme Mita Betevalit Sidoi. So what are we? Well, we could look at ourselves as being an neshama with a guf that's a necessary appliance in this world, and or I could see myself as a guf, and then neshama being some sort of element in my personality, and that's it. So we are an neshama sichlis and zaka, v'guf arzi v'ocher, shekol echad mem yite v'tevel etzidoi. Each one's essence sort of gravitates to its nature. Dina guf lechomis and neshama sichlis. What's important to the guf are physical things. So when pleasure is both the guf and neshama. Pleasure is the definition of what we want. So looking for pleasure is what we'll always be doing. But there are pleasures that are very physical, food and drink, etc. That's a physical pleasure and a physical sense of things. There's a ruchnistic world with its pleasures, and a very different type of pleasure, but they are pleasant, they're positive experiences. Each part of the person pulls in a different direction. They are welded together also. So depending on who gets a stronger, who's stronger, he will pull the other one along. If the guf is stronger, it will drag the neshama with it. If the neshama is stronger, it will lift the body with it. And it's so just like a person whose ruchnius you find, his physical appetite is tamped down. He doesn't have, because it's not his world. It's sort of my world is something else. And therefore, the guf becomes his dachich. And the fact that the guf does. Its cravings and its ritzonos are much less pronounced. And the person becomes more and more shalem with that shlemus. If the person allows the physical side to take over, the guf gets lower, because we always look for a lower and lower craving, coarser and grosser, and we slap along the neshama. And then the person basically moves away from shlemus to a point where he just can't attain it. And the person has the ability to push one aside for the other one. That's, so we have two parts of us, each one desiring to take over and make us in their image. And we have the ability to make a decision where and to navigate so that our neshama is dominant and the guf mele becomes bottled to it. Okay, let's hold it here.
Ready?
Yeah.
How can we be said?